Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is an update on the situation with regards to the FTX bankruptcy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about the political donations that Sam Bankman-Fried made to both the Democrats and the Republicans in the USA, and also directly to individual politicians. Because as more details are coming out about the FTX scandal, and it appears most likely now that this is going to be a massive fraud investigation, all of the politicians are now scrambling. They're trying to unassociate themselves with Sam Bankman-Fried. They're trying to give the money back. And they're trying to deny any form of influence that was applied against them by Sam Bankman-Fried. So in today's video, we'll have a look at what donations were made by FTX over the course of the last couple of years. We'll talk about some of the donations that have already been returned. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think the implications of all of this are. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so if you don't have time to watch the whole thing, you can pick and choose what you'd like to see. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, and Amazon shopping links. And I'd just like to take a second to say thank you so much to everybody that has supported the channel. I really, really appreciate it. Now, politics is an expensive business, particularly in the United States, and political groups need financial support. So it's not unusual for companies to make donations to those political parties or individuals. But what is relatively unusual is for companies to make political donations to more than one party. Usually they have a party that they support. But in FTX's situation, they were spreading the love all around. And that really raises the question as to what Sam Bankman-Fried's motivation was for the donations that he was making. If you're a supporter of a particular party, you may want to help financially to make sure that that party is in the best position possible to win as many seats as it possibly can. But if you're betting on both horses in the race, then by definition, your motivation can't be political. You're not doing it because you want one party to win if you're giving money to both parties. And then that raises that big question as to why on earth are you doing that? Is it to gain influence and try to persuade those people that you're giving money to help you in your cause? So I'll pick up that question again later in the video. But first and foremost, let's have a look at what donations were actually made by Sam Bankman-Fried. Now, before we go on any further today, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Galaxy Lamps. And this could be the perfect way to brighten up your home after the holiday period. The Galaxy Projector is portable and so easy to use and will light up any room with countless rotating stars and colourful nebulae. Its integration with the smart Galaxy Lamp app lets you fully customise the colours, adjust rotation speed and brightness, set automatic on-off timers and control it with Amazon Alexa or Google Assistant. Now, Galaxy Lamps kindly provided me with one of these projectors, and I have to say they are absolutely fantastic. And if you're looking for something funky to set the mood, or to brighten up your party, or to entertain the kids, or to help them get to sleep, then the Galaxy Projector is perfect for you. And the great news is that you can save 15% on any purchase by going to galaxylamps.co/JoeBlogs, which you can access in the link below. Sam Bankman-Fried made around $40 million in political donations in the 2022 election campaign, according to a CBS News review of Federal Elections Commission campaign finance data. Public records of Bankman-Fried's money show it primarily went to support Democratic committees and candidates. He donated $6 million to the House Majority PAC, the main outside group supporting House Democrats. He also gave $250,000 to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and $66,500 to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. However, the bulk of his political donations, $27 million, bankrolled the Protect Our Future PAC, a group advocating for pandemic preparedness. The Protect Our Future PAC spent $24.2 million on independent expenditures to support 19 Democratic House candidates, including Lucy McBath of Georgia, Maxwell Frost of Florida, and Jasmine Crockett of Texas. Carrick Flynn, who unsuccessfully ran for Congress in the Oregon Democratic primary, saw $10 million in outside spending from the Protect Our Future PAC. Under federal campaign finance law, candidates are supposed to have no say or knowledge of outside group spending on independent expenditures to support or oppose them. In addition to the Democratic donations, Sam Bankman-Fried said in an interview in late November that his donations to Republicans were roughly equal to those he made to Democrats, but that all my Republican donations were dark. He also said he had made all of the donations during the primary contests. Reporters freaked the out if you donate to Republican, because they're all super liberal, and I didn't want to have that fight, so I just made all the Republican ones dark, he said in the interview, adding that he thought he may have been the second or third biggest GOP donor this cycle. This quote in particular prompted an FEC complaint from the Citizens of Responsibility and Ethics, which says Bankman-Fried was able to direct millions to influence federal elections while evading federal laws that required disclosure of the true source of the contributions. And one of the federal charges that Bankman-Fried is now facing alleges that he and allies made political donations under other people's names, which would be a campaign finance violation. West Realm Shire Services, listed as the official PAC for FTX, gave $1 million to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's Senate Leadership Fund, as well as $750,000 to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's Congressional Leadership Fund. All of this dirty money was used in service of Bankman-Fried's desire to buy bipartisan influence and impact the direction of public policy in Washington, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York Damian Williams said at a press conference. These contributions were disguised to look like they were coming from wealthy co-conspirators, when in fact the contributions were funded by Alameda Research with stolen customer money. In addition, two individuals that worked with Bankman-Fried, co-CEO of FTX Digital Markets, Ryan Salam, and FTX Director of Engineering, Nishad Singh, also made millions of dollars in political donations. Neither has yet been indicted on the same federal charges Bankman-Fried has, and a recent court filing suggests that Salam may have provided tips about Bankman-Fried's actions. Salam spent $24.5 million in donations, primarily to Republican candidates, through the party's WinRed platform. He gave $2.5 million to the Senate Leadership Fund and $2 million to the Congressional Leadership Fund. He also gave $89,200 to the National Republican Congressional Committee and $109,500 to the National Senatorial Campaign Committee. Salam also donated $13 million to the American Dream Federal Action Hybrid PAC, which spent $12.2 million on independent expenditures to support Republican Senate and House candidates, such as Republican Rodney Davis of Illinois and Senator-elect Katie Britt of Alabama. Nishad Singh made more than $12 million in donations, with $2.25 million going to Women Vote, the independent expenditure arm for Emily's List, $1.1 million to LGBTQ Victory Fund, and $1 million to the Senate Majority Fund, the main outside group for Senate Democrats. Singh and Bankman-Fried donated a combined $6 million to the Future Forward PAC in 2020. This PAC supported Biden's 2020 presidential run. In terms of candidates, a majority of candidates that received direct contributions from Bankman-Fried told CBS News they'd already donated his donations or planned to do so. Because of federal contribution limits, these numbers are much smaller than his other donations to PACs and range from between $2,900 to $5,800. Senator Tina Smith, a Democrat from Minnesota, received $5,800 from Bankman-Fried this year. Her office says she's already donated those contributions to Planned Parenthood North Central States. Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican from Louisiana who's up for re-election in 2026, received $5,800 from him in August 2021. Cassidy's spokesperson said the campaign is not keeping the donation and is planning to contribute the funds to an appropriate cause. Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York, received $5,800 in June. And in addition, the Gillibrand Victory Fund joint fundraising group got $10,800 from Bankman-Fried. A Gillibrand spokesman said she donated the funds to Arriva Inc., a non-profit based in the Bronx borough of New York City that aims to promote individual wealth and economic development in low to moderate income communities. Josh Gottheimer, a Democrat from New Jersey, is expected to donate the $5,800 he received to charity. And Alex Padilla of California donated the contribution he received last month. Two further Democrats, incoming House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin, also picked up contributions from Bankman-Fried and are planning to donate the funds they received. Bankman-Fried donated $5,800 multiple times to Susan Collins' campaign. She returned excess donations in September and October of 2021, citing contribution limits. And one of her representatives said that she plans to give the rest of Bankman-Fried's donations to charity. Reuben Gallego, a potential 2024 Senate candidate in Arizona, also returned an excess donation from Bankman-Fried in March of 21. So one of the charges that Sam Bankman-Fried is facing relates to US political financing. Now, obviously, this is now causing a bit of a scramble amongst the political parties. And it's been reported that the Democratic Party's top three campaign groups are preparing to return over $1.1 million they received from Sam Bankman-Fried. In a statement, the Democratic National Committee said it was setting aside $815,000 in funds received from Bankman-Fried in light of potential campaign finance violations made by the billionaire. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee said it was setting aside $103,000, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which oversees the party's campaign arm for the House of Representatives, said it would set aside $250,000. All three groups said they were awaiting guidance on what to do with the money given ongoing litigation. So it's interesting to note that these three bodies have put together $1.1 million, but that obviously leaves a shortfall of around $39 million compared with the $40 million that it was confirmed that Sam Bankman-Fried donated. So I think over the course of the next few weeks, we may well hear more stories about different bodies coming out and saying, actually, we've just found $1 million down the back of the sofa that Sam Bankman-Fried gave us, so we'd like to return that. Thank you very much. Now, as more and more information comes out about actually what was happening in FTX, and we're seeing more details about the lack of regulation and authorities and rules and protection and management and record keeping and all of the other things that you would have expected should have been going on, the regulators are now jumping up and down with fury. And it looks like crypto is coming into laser vision for all of these guys. And I think over the course of the next 6 or 12 months, we will see a lot of rules and regulations starting to be introduced because at the heart of this corporate failure is customer losses. Over $7 billion is still unaccounted for. And in reality, it's likely that most of that money has disappeared. So the individual people who had their money on that platform, who were buying and selling crypto and holding it in their digital wallet, are likely to see no return whatsoever. They're going to be wiped out. And there is absolutely zero protection in place currently for any of those investors. So they won't be able to call upon any sort of insurance scheme to get anything back on their investment. So I think it's likely that the regulators will now have to step in and put some form of controls into place to try to regulate what's going on in the crypto markets. The Financial Stability Oversight Council has stated that interconnections between crypto firms and traditional financial institutions currently remain limited. However, entanglements could rapidly increase and put the broader system at risk. In their annual report, they stated that crypto asset activities could pose risks to the US financial system if their interconnections with the traditional finance system or their overall scale were to grow without adherence to or being paired with appropriate regulation. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen went on to say that recent crypto market developments have demonstrated the importance of Congress and regulators acting on the report's recommendations. So I'll keep an eye on what's happening, but I think it's highly likely that the regulators will now be focusing in on crypto. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to make this video because we're now seeing more and more issues popping up as a result of the bankruptcy of FTX. And the political donations that were made by Sam Bankman-Fried is a really hot potato. And what we've seen from the information today is that those political donations were spread between both the Democrats and the Republicans. And Sam Bankman-Fried went out of his way to try to conceal who was behind those donations. So his name was on some of them, but he's got other people within his executive group to make other donations. And so there was a whole myriad of different ways that he was getting money to both political parties and also to individuals. And the figures involved are meaningful. He donated over $40 million. We don't have the exact numbers because it's difficult to actually track down all of those donations, but it could be as much as $80 million. He said that he gave the same to the Republicans as he gave to the Democrats, albeit he did it in a dark way. He managed to conceal the source of those donations. So we don't really know how much it was, but it could have been a really big number. And the question, therefore, is why was he doing that? Why was he backing both horses in a two-horse race? And the answer to that must be that he was doing it for some sort of personal gain. It seems very unusual that this was done purely for political purposes. Now, the other really interesting thing that's come out now is that all of these political parties seem to want to backtrack from those donations Everybody is very keen to give that money over to charity or to try to return it to Sam Bankman-Fried. And the reason for that is that it's now coming out that this is potentially dirty money. If FTX was using customer deposits, then there is a high possibility that the money that was given to the political parties could well have been from those customer deposits, and therefore no political party or individual will want to be associated with that cash. So I'm sure over the course of the next few weeks and months, we will hear a lot more of this. A lot more of these donations will be returned or given over to John Ray to be put back into the pool of capital to be returned to the depositors. So once again, we're seeing a completely different angle on the FTX story, and I'm sure there will be more stories like this that unfold over the course of the next few months. And I'll keep you posted on anything that I think is informative, interesting, or relevant. So if you've liked what I've said today, please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.